Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King. A 16-year-old boy is fighting for life in hospital after suffering an electric shock in Perth's northeastern suburbs. It's understood he'd been trimming trees in the front yard of his family's Nangara property on Saturday when his tools hit power lines. The state's energy safety regulator is investigating. The Premier insists work to reform WA's gun laws is progressing as fast as possible. Drafting of the bill is still underway 14 months after an overhaul was announced. Mark McGowan is confident changes can be introduced in the coming months despite a shortage of specialist legislation drafters.
We are expecting to introduce the laws later this year. We're consulting and drafting as we speak.
New data from PropTrack has revealed weekly rent for a house in some Perth suburbs has surged by up to $178 in the past year. Claremont, East Perth and Wembley Downs have seen the biggest rises, fuelled by strong demand and limited supply. One in eight Aussies say this year's tax return is critical to their financial health, while new data from Finder suggests 3 million Aussies will use their refund to help pay their bills. 5% are said to put it towards their mortgage. A 3.8 magnitude quake has rattled parts of Victoria overnight. It was centred about 40 kilometres northwest of Melbourne and was felt as far away as Sydney and Hobart. Lawrence says it jolted him awake.
The cracking of the house woke me up, and then I felt that it probably went for about a second or two.
In sport, the Dockers are yet to determine if they will accept a one-match ban handed to midfielder Jaeger O'Meara. He was cited for a dangerous tackle in Saturday's win over Melbourne at the MCG. The Dockers have a bye this weekend. West Coast will face ladder leaders Collingwood. Round 11 wrapped up yesterday with wins for the Magpies, the Crows and Port Adelaide. And at the French Open, Aussies Storm Hunter, Jason Kubler and Tanasi Kokkinakis have progressed to the second round. Alex Dimonor will be in opening round action later today.